Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says North Korea is a country that has misbehaved for many years and that he has no choice but to take the issue seriously. Mr. Trump said the U.S. will either be successful quickly with North Korea or successful in a different way. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis says there are military options available for North Korea. Diplomacy, though, he says, is the focus.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
An editorial in the Global Times says China would not assist North Korea if it launches its first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. Heated rhetoric between the U.S. and North Korea makes up background noise to those living in the South Korean capital of Seoul. AP Seoul Bureau Chief Foster Klug says the recent back and forth has done some concern.
Donald Trump has introduced a new wrinkle to this dynamic. When he made his recent North Korea-style threat to unleash fire and fury on the North, the South Korean government said nothing. The people, however, expressed worry, even anger, over his comments.
For many residents in Seoul, this crisis seems like another act of ongoing Korean political drama that will ultimately play out as it has in the past, with sound and fury, then restraint. It is official now. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Electoral Commission says roughly 79% of the voters turned out. This is VOA News.